From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is suing a podcast called Mormon Stories. KUER's Emily Pulsander has the details.
The church filed a trademark and copyright complaint in federal court against the podcast and Open Stories Foundation. In a press release, the church says it doesn't want people to think the podcast is affiliated with the church. The podcast describes itself as a place for people who have doubts and want to explore their faith. The two sides tried mediation last year. John DeLynn is the founder and host of the podcast. In a social media post last month, he says they cooperated until they believed the church's demands became unreasonable. DeLynn added they're prepared to fight in court. He said, quote, "We are not willing to be bullied into allowing the church to micromanage our organization and interfere with our mission." The church says the move is not about silencing critics and that it reviews hundreds of potential trademark issues each year. For KUER News, I'm Emily Pulsander.
The trail to Angel's Landing in Zion National Park opened back up over the weekend after a hiker died there Friday afternoon. The park closed the West Rim Trail immediately after the hiker fell. Officials haven't named the person who died, but they plan to release more information this afternoon. Angel's Landing is closed today through Thursday, but that's for trail maintenance and unrelated to the death. Nuclear plants emit less radiation than bananas. That claim has popped up on Utah billboards as part of a state-funded nuclear education campaign. KUER's Macy Lipkin looked into it.
Bananas are a little radioactive because a small fraction of potassium is. That led scientists to come up with the banana equivalent dose. Basically, how much radiation exposure comes from different things compared to a banana. And it's true, eating one banana does expose you to roughly the same amount of radiation as living near a nuclear power plant for a year. Tim Kowalczyk with the Utah Office of Energy Development wants people to understand that radiation is everywhere.
That's a convoluted topic, but you've got to make a billboard that has a one-sentence statement on it. So, like, how are you going to communicate to the public in a method they understand?
Lexi Tudnum is executive director of the environmental health nonprofit Heal Utah. She doesn't think it's a fair comparison. The human body regulates its potassium levels, but byproducts of nuclear waste can cause disease.
And so they stay in your bones and your muscles, and they irradiate people from inside. That's part of why they're so dangerous.
Kowalczyk says exposure to nuclear waste is unlikely because it's stored in reinforced concrete cylinders. Macy Lipkin, KUER News.
A major venue for the 2034 Olympics is getting bigger. Utah Olympic Park is close to Park City and will get nearly 170 new housing units for athletes, coaches, and staff. That's about 30 more than the previous plan. The Summit County Council unanimously approved the changes to the county's development agreement with the park last week, but it took hours of negotiations. That's because the council took into consideration the concerns of a neighborhood on the park's backside. About 70 units are already finished, and a new hotel is in the works, too. You're listening to KUER News.